gas and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. This song, more Dominic's flavor, although the shirt says otherwise.
You know it. Come on, man. There's rock and rollers on this shirt. What are you talking about?
Dominic, quickly, we've got some breaking news out of Milwaukee. Shots fired at Milwaukee District 5 police station. I'm going to read very briefly from the reporting of the Journal Sentinel. This dropped in the last few minutes, at least the reporting dropped. The shots were heard about 3 p.m., with reports suggesting that police returned fire to a suspect. Investigators are uncertain if there's any connection between the shooting and the death of Keyshawn Thomas, age 20, who died in a police holding cell while in custody at District 5 on Wednesday. A news conference is scheduled imminently, so if we can bring you updates. But again, here's what we know. A heavy police presence has gathered late Friday around Milwaukee's 5th District amid reports of shots being fired, and a suspect is reportedly in custody. We will take your grievances here at 844-967-2789. But Dom, I got to shake a fist at myself. I had heard the reports of the Russians, you know, surrendering, waving the white flag. I heard a few French units have already surrendered as well. But, you know, I nice. Implied that this was some act of cowardice. And it's not. I don't think it was an act of cowardice. I think it was an act of courage in light of the fact they're probably deserters in the eyes of the Russian army. But reportedly, the article I saw, and I said, you know, if Donald Trump, I implied Donald that Donald Trump would be amongst those.
He wouldn't. He has bone spurs. He wouldn't even be there. What are you talking about?
Of course, he's a draft dodger, right? But
right.
The Russian forces that did effectively surrender said they didn't know that they were brought to Ukraine to kill Ukrainians. They thought they were doing something else there. And effectively, a whole platoon, they surrendered. So let me not besmirch them with the orange Cheeto Messiah. 844-967-2789. No besmirching. You know, no Cheetos with that shirt either, man. You'll get stains. Wisco Paul, always great to see you, man. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Happy Friday, by the way.
Thank you.
I do have a grievance. Yeah, I do have a grievance today, and it's the GOP of Wisconsin, the Assembly and the Senate. They get paid full-time with the benefits that go with it for dime and everything else. And I do believe they were lucky if they worked 11 days this year. And I don't think they worked more than maybe 5 days last year.
Well, during the pandemic, Paul, they didn't even meet under Republican leadership. If you don't forget, Paul, they didn't meet for 10 months. Talking about a no-show job.
Well, they met to put up a Christmas tree in the Capitol, Paul. I mean, they were very, very emphatic about that. In fact, they put up 3 trees after the first 2 were taken down.
And, oh, yeah, there were 15 Republican legislators that got together and wrote a letter to Mike Pence asking him to overturn the certification of the letter.
Well, anyway, we can't forget the fake false electors. I mean, they took the time to go to the Capitol when it was supposedly closed down and, you know, submit their fraudulent electoral slate.
Well, and despite the fact, Paul, that Scott Fitzgerald was already an elected congressman by this point, he still found the time to do the constituent services to let the fraudulent fake Trump electors in the Capitol building.
So you can't say they're not working, Paul.
Oh, they're working.
They're working it.
Isn't it just pathetic? I mean, the whole situation
yes.
is pathetic.
Yes.
That's what happens when you get to pick your voters, by the way, and you have gerrymandered districts. But it's just, I don't know how they get away with it because nobody can beat them. They're so
Come on, Paul. I mean, if people actually showed up to vote, we have an apathetic constituency.
That's
You can't, what was the midterm? 20%? 12%?
I mean, 62%, 62,000 Milwaukeeans voted in the mayoral primary here the other day. They were hoping for 100,000. That is an anemic turnout, Wisco
yeah,
Paul.
That's what we're fighting with as much as anything, Paul.
Well, I can't argue that point. And then on top of the do-nothing Republicans. I can't think of anything they've done. Maybe one thing, the Copper State thing is coming to Milwaukee, where it should have always been anyway. But other than that, they haven't done anything except try to bomb us back to the 1950s.
Well,
it's just ridiculous.
Wiscard, you talking about the
thing? Nothing. Go ahead.
Paul, I appreciate your call, man. Have a great weekend. I think Paul, he was talking about Copper Lake, and I believe the assembly unanimously voted today, although I'd have to verify.
That's a juvenile detention facility.
We're closing Copper Lake and Lincoln Hills, and that was obviously something that's been proposed for some number of years. But Robin Voss, just to be a little political, as they voted for it on the last day of the assembly session, he gave all credit where it belongs to Rebecca Clayfish. 844-967-2789. Got lots of people want a piece of Dominic.
I thought it was Timothy Ramjams. You know, you should give him the credit.
All credit be to God.
Praise be to him.
Dave from Mequon, say hi to Dominic.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, welcome back, Don. Nice to hear your voice on the radio.
Thank you.
Hey,
thank
you know, your boy Walker couldn't use Kohl's cash on a shirt like that.
Oh, no, this is almost a one-of-a-kind.
Well, I guess I'm going to start off my first grievance. I got nuked on Earl's show first thing this morning.
Well, you're about to get nuked on this one, man. You don't call us and tell us about what you said on a different show.
No. So what happened was...
I don't want to know what happened.
Tell us something. Come on, Dave. What do you got?
How about a new grievance about politics or something of that nature? Don't tell me about Earl's show or Tom Hartman's or Stephanie Miller's or any other.
I'm blocked on Tom Hartman. They've actually got my phone, blocked. I can't ever call in.
You're about to get blocked from this one, Dave. Get to the point.
All right. So, anyway, I guess, and it's, I know it sounds silly, but there was one NBA player. His name was, Ernest Cantor Freedom. He changed his last name to Freedom. He was the Celtics backup center. He's only 29 years old.
Are you envious because he beat you to the last name Freedom, Dave?
No. But he was the only NBA player, though. He just got waived. He got traded, and Houston waived him. And someone told, you know, there was quite a few people because he was the most outspoken player. They called out, you know, against China and what's going on in China and LeBron James. And it's a shame that more players don't follow his lead.
How many points per night was he scoring?
Not many. It was, I think, like...
So, in other words, seven. He was a minor role player, and he had a big mouth. And I'm not saying... I mean, man, I got a big mouth, Dave. You know that. But let's not presume that his exit from the league is entirely motivated by, you know, some sort of China policy. Is it possible it's because he can't score like LeBron scores? You know, he's got no low post moves. Can't handle the rock like I used to on Dom and take him in the...
Oh, hell.
What's that, Dave?
The Bucks could use a backup center. I mean, the Bucks are... I mean, they would have... Listen, the guy was shooting 52% from the field, and he's a decent rebounder. He's a young guy.
Hey, Dave, do you make that same defense of Colin Kaepernick and his pending return to the NFL? Because he's a hell of a quarterback, man. I was at a wild card game when he came to Lambeau and beat us in an Ice Bowl game.
I'll be honest. Colin Kaepernick was great because he played against the Packers defense. That's what made him famous.
Everybody okay, but it's okay. Well,
but
here's
the point: are you defending Kaepernick for his moral stance, whether you believe or not in the First Amendment protected speech that he exhibited? Yeah. I mean, he settled a lawsuit with the NFL because they colluded to keep him out of the league. Dave, I didn't hear when Kaepernick was being forced out of the league and kept out of the league. I don't remember you defending him.
No, I didn't defend him. You're correct. I did not.
Then why would you defend this guy and not Kaepernick?
Some guy we've never even heard of who's a bit player.
Just because I was never a Kaepernick fan. I didn't respect him from the standpoint that he never voted. And he's complaining.
Oh, Dave, that is such thin gruel. He never voted. Kiss my ass, man. If you're about to get banned, you might be on at least a temporary ban.
You gotta dig a little deeper than that, Dave. You gotta try just a little bit harder. I mean, we look forward to conservatives, you know, calling up and, you know, reading us the riot act, but that really wasn't it.
844. At least Dave recognizes his own intellectual inconsistencies. Right?
I think you got to acknowledge, Dave,
you're treating the two players just a little different. 844-967-2789. I believe Jeff on the south side of Madison's been waiting next longest. Jeff, you're up. What's your grievance?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk. I mean, I was Jeff from Janesville, Whitefish, Montana.
Oh, yeah, man. I remember. And the last we heard from you, dude, your girlfriend had COVID. I hope she.
Yeah, she did. She's not a long hauler. She survived it.
Good.
She did. They did have that field hospital in Milwaukee. She was sent there. Needed oxygen. She was there for a few days. But
Thank
had
God for ivermectin, huh, man?
Horse base for all your friends, Jeff.
Hey, this is before there was vaccinations for all of us. This is the first round. You know.
Yeah.
That was really scary, man. I remember.
Boosted. Yeah, I was scared. Yeah. But anyhow, I'm calling. Have you guys heard anything more about this proposed bill that the GOP assembly wants to push through, lowering the concealed carry age to 18?
Yeah, that's Shea Sortwell. That's Dominic's buddy. That I believe it's his specific proposal. And they would also allow those 18-year-olds to take those guns onto school grounds in a vehicle and leave the gun in the vehicle while they're in the school building.
I don't know if you guys are quite as old as me, but I do remember the 18-year-old drinking age.
Oh, I remember it. I never benefited from it, but I remember it.
Any bar of any size needed bouncers back then. When it became 21-year-old drinking age, way less fights in bars. Way less. And I mean, I know they're legally adults, but they are not mentally adult.
Jeff, we went to college in La Crosse. Pretty much everyone had a fake ID or a buddy at the back or... We were all in the bars, Jeff.
I do remember going to bars and 18-year-olds. I mean, there was a lot more fights. I mean, I don't want them to conceal carry, and I don't know if they're going to wait if Tony gets defeated. And I hope not. But I mean, because if they have a governor who won't veto it, it's probably going to get pushed in this state. And I conceal carry myself. I'm a gun owner, but I'm also 62 years old. And I remember, it scares me to think of 18-year-olds carrying guns. It really does.
How old were you when you first started carrying or when you first desired to conceal carry?
A couple of years ago. And it's mainly because of all the crazies, all these Trumpsters and these maggots, as I call them, out there that talk, you don't have to go that far to see it. I mean, you go down to the end of CV, County CV and 51 into that truck stop, and there's a magazine rack with nothing but Prepper and Rimfire and Precision and guns and ammo. It doesn't have a Sports Illustrated or Newsweek on it. I mean, all it has is gun.
I bet they got a Hooters or whatever they call that magazine in the back, Jeff.
On the motorcycle with a big pistol.
Easy
you know
Rider. Jeff, appreciate you tuning in, man. 844-967-2789. We got at least one segment left. Actually, that's all we got. One segment left.
Well, it's still accurate. At least. Probably not anymore.
Still time for your grievances. But we're not doing the Belling thing or the Belling sister thing. You know, Belling drags his show beyond the top of the hour. Doesn't say much after 6.
Doesn't say much anyway.
Well, he says plenty. Kind of like you. I wish you'd talk less. You've only been back 2 weeks, but, I find myself missing you less and less. No, it's great to have you back in the saddle. It's great to have all of you airing the grievances. We got at least one more segment to go.
Definitely.
But
maybe.
Probably not more than that. So join us now. 844-967-2789. Taking you all the way home to the weekend. It's the Friday edition. You better air the grievances.